Hello, brilliant entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 368, which means you can find all the relevant links and the show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/368. In today's episode, I'm going to answer the big question: what do you do if you want to burn it all down? And I don't know what's going on with the moon or with the energy at the moment, but this conversation has come up quite a few times in the last couple of weeks. So I thought this was a really brilliant opportunity for us to have a conversation about what to do in that situation, and how to get clarity on how to move forward. So if you've been in this situation, or if you're currently there, you're going to find this a very helpful episode. Let's dive on in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. The first thing I want to say about wanting to burn it all down is that it happens. And you're not alone if you get into that place where you feel like there's just no rescuing this, there's no wanting to do this, I'm done, burn it to the ground. It absolutely happens, but just because we all experience that at some point or another doesn't mean that the best thing to do is simply ignore it. Because ultimately, if you're having those feelings of wanting to completely throw away your business, completely give up, just walk away, then it's telling you something. So we don't want to ignore it. We do want to listen to that desire, but that doesn't mean that the thing that you want to do, i.e. burn it to the ground, is actually the right decision. It's telling you that there is something amiss and that something needs to change. So listen to that feeling and pay attention to it. And I've got six things that I would say are my piece of advice of how to pay attention to it, what kinds of questions to ask, but also how to move forward. So number one is, where are you in terms of cycles? So this relates to business cycle and like the time of year. When was the last time you had a holiday? Cycles of your mood and the seasons and all that kind of stuff. But it actually also relates to your menstrual cycle. Is it that you really want to burn your business down, or are you just really in deep luteal right now and you want to burn everything down? And you know, I think it's important for us to pay attention to that, because that time in our cycle, in our menstrual cycle or in the moon cycle, is actually a time for questioning everything. And it is a time for that deep consideration of what do I want to keep and what do I want to let go of? And so it makes sense that hormonally it strikes up those feelings in us as well. So again, even if it is in that deep luteal stage of your cycle, or, you know, it's those winter seasons maybe, or, you know, it's getting towards the end of the year and you're just feeling a bit tired, right? Wherever you are in that cycle, whatever cycle you refer to, even if it's an obviously aligned time for you to be having those thoughts and feelings, that still doesn't mean we ignore it, right? But it does give rise to why it's come to our attention so vividly right now. So do make sure that you pay attention to your cycle. Now, if you are interested in understanding how the menstrual cycle in particular relates to business, I will pop some links in the show notes of today's episode to some of the people that I recommend that you follow. One of them is actually a speaker at Heart Centered Virtual Business Conference. That's Starsha Washburn. She runs Period Coaching School, and she has people who've done that school who specialize in different things. So definitely someone to keep an eye out for and to follow if you're curious about how all of that relates. Number two. Okay, so now we're clear where we're at in the cycle, and that also can, you know, give rise to understanding why maybe it's a little louder than normal. Number two is to explore the details of why, right? The details. Why is it that I'm not satisfied right now? Why is it that I feel like my only option is to just walk away? So do some journaling, go for a walk, talk to a biz friend, talk to your mentor, just get it out, right? And don't just get it out from a big picture perspective. Get down into the detail, because it's the detail that usually gives us the insight into what specifically is going on and what needs your attention at that point in time. So is it that you just feel like you're yelling into the void and no one's listening to you? Is it that you feel like it's too hard to find good help and you just can't get things working with your team? Is it that you've had a refund request and you think, well, why bother do all of this in the first place, right? What is the detail around why you feel like you want to burn it all down, why you want to let it go, and like get into some real specifics. So even in journaling, like doing some prompts around, well, what makes me want to burn it down from a time perspective, from an energy perspective, from a strategy perspective, from a reach and marketing perspective, from a excitement and creativity perspective, right? Look at it through multiple angles and look for as much detail as you can. Sometimes when we're in that mindset of, nah, it's done, it's because we haven't actually focused down on the problem is actually quite solvable when we get down into the detail. So next stage is to get into the detail. Number three is to then review your numbers and look for evidence on both sides. So let's say, the thing about outsourcing and it's impossible to get good help and team sucks and, right? So look for evidence that there are problems with your team and look for evidence that things are working and that it actually is making progress. Look for evidence of that people are engaging with your content and you're not yelling into the void. Look for evidence that things just don't seem to get any resonance, right? So look for evidence on both sides and review your numbers for evidence on both sides of the equation. What we look for is what we find. So if you're in that mindset of everything's terrible, nothing's working, then you'll collect evidence that everything's terrible and nothing is working. If you actively go and pursue evidence to the contrary, you will in most cases be able to find that evidence. And so it allows you to create more balance and more perspective to the situation. Then number four, I would ask questions such as, can I make this any better? How could I fix this? Can I make it easier? Is this actually important, right? So we're starting to look for solutions and that solution might be, well, I'm just going to let it go. Or that solution might be, I'm just going to let this part of the business go. The solution might be, oh, actually, I just need to get someone to help me hire a team member. Or I just need to focus more specifically on one platform when it comes to creating engagement and reach. Or you can get into some detail about how you can make your business easier, make it better, look for ways that you can strategically intervene so that you are resolving the specifics. Because the reason that you want to burn it down is not because of those minor specifics, it's the adding it all up together. So if we can start taking some of those off your plate and make it feel like less of a load, you may not feel that same way about burning it all down. So look for those opportunities to make business easier, to make it better. Sometimes it's just about the time. Like I feel like I'm putting all my time into this and I'm not really getting much in return. Okay, well, let's start boundarying up your time then. Because in most cases, more time doesn't equal more results. We know Pareto principle, 20% of what you do gets 80% of your results. Parkinson's law, a project will expand to take up the time that you allocate to it. So if it's taking you 4 hours to write your email to your mailing list every week, for example, just set a timer for 30 minutes and create an email that's good enough and boundary up that time a little more so that you can see how doable it is in a limited amount of time. And, you know, it's 80% of the way there in doing it in that half hour. So let's just do it that way. Yeah. So finding those ways to make life easier for yourself, make business easier for yourself, get those better results is really powerful. Now, a lot of the time, the reason why you can't see how to do that is because you don't have the mentorship, you don't have the support, you don't have the appropriate inputs into your business. And if that's the case, it's going to be really challenging for you to be able to solve it on your own. What got you here is not going to get you there. So if you need to talk it out, then that would be tip number five, is to do so and find someone with whom you can do so. Sometimes it's enough to talk to a biz bestie. Sometimes it's enough to talk to your partner. I find for a lot of people, if they talk to their partner or they talk to their siblings or they talk to their mums or that kind of thing, those people want you to stay safe. That's their number one priority, is your comfort and safety. And so often the answer that's going to get you to your goal is not the safe, comfortable answer. It's actually the uncomfortable answer. And so sometimes I find if that person is a little too close to you, then they will just try and get you to take the safest option. So for example, I know I've got clients in the Takeoff program, and we were having a conversation last week that, you know, if you ever complain to your partner about your business, they'll just say, oh, just go get back and get a job again, because they just want you to be in that space of safety. And that's not the answer that you want to hear. And you know that you don't want them to tell you that. And so that's not the person to have a conversation with at that point in time then. So it may be that you need to work with a mindset practitioner, hire a business mentor. I mean, I'm here if you need. It might be that you need to just jump on a call with a biz bestie and talk it out, or even type it out, right? Like have a messenger chat with someone, just so that you can get that perspective. And sometimes reading our own words back, especially in written form, sometimes I will like write something to my biz bestie, or I'll write something to my team like, oh, I've got this thing going on for me and I just need to extrovert it. And I haven't even clicked send and I realize what's going on and I can just delete it and get on with my day, because all I need to do was think about someone else hearing it at the other end and how would I explain it, and all of a sudden everything has been made clear. So find spaces and people with whom you can talk it out, get that feedback, and just like break it down into something that's a little more manageable. One of the things that we do inside the Takeoff program, as well as Leverage and Launch, is we have our hot seat mentoring calls. And a lot of those mentorship calls, like the conversations aren't necessarily about the detail of like, how do I X, Y, and Z? Like that stuff is taken care of in the program, or, you know, that stuff can be figured out with a little like question in the Facebook group or something. But it's when things are big and emotional and there's some mindset stuff involved, that complexity, that need to just talk out all the stuff that's yucky that's happening right now, that is really where the power in those conversations comes from. And so if you don't have that space, that someone, that opportunity to talk it out, then make that a priority to find that, to connect that, and connect with people who will be able to help you through that process. And then the final thing that I want to say when it comes to the desire to burn it all down is to trust yourself. Trust yourself. So you actually, deep within, you know what needs to happen. You know whether this is a hormonal tantrum or a genuine need for more spaciousness in your life. You know whether this is a need for you to work harder and just, you know, get through it, or a need for you to take a step back and take a deep breath. And that, like, ultimately, even in that having a conversation with someone else, you know, even for myself as a mentor and a coach to people, most of our resolutions that come in those tough times, it's just asking the right questions. It's not me having an opinion about whether someone should stick with it or not, me having an opinion about whether someone should hire a team member or not. That's not what it comes down to. It's really about listening to yourself. You are feeling this way for a reason, and your feelings are valid, and they deserve to be heard, and they deserve to be acknowledged and actioned. And so if that means you need to put less time into your business right now, then honor yourself and trust yourself that that's what you need. And don't let anyone tell you that you just need to be hungrier, wake up earlier, push harder, when everything in your body is telling you, no, I need to take a step back. You are allowed to take a step back. It will still be here when you come back if you want to. And ultimately, you know what is needed in order for you to be able to move forward. And so please, please just trust yourself and listen to yourself. I know that as entrepreneurs, especially for women and non-binary folk, like we are told over and over again that we're wrong or we don't know what we want and all of those sorts of things. And we are gaslit and we do get into that sense of not trusting ourselves. And that can take time and practice to learn to listen to yourself and your intuition and your deep desires. I don't mean to keep harping on about takeoff calls, but we had a takeoff call a couple of months ago where I was asking someone, okay, well, what is it that you want though? And she just looked back at me really blankly. And I was like, oh, sorry, did I drop out? And she's like, no, I just had the realization that no one has asked me what I want for the last 18 years. And that's a really confronting thing to remember, right? So sometimes it just takes that practice of asking yourself, what do you want? And having people, you know, help prompt you to understand what's going on inside and, what is it that you deeply desire? So trust yourself and we are all here for you. So they are my 6 tips if you want to burn it all down. And I would also love to extend a little invitation to you as well. If you are feeling that way, if you ever feel that way, whether it's now when the podcast comes out or in a year's time or whatever, please know that my DMs are open for you and you are always welcome to slide on into my direct messages and say, Tash, I just needed to reach out and tell someone. I feel like I need to burn my whole business down. What's going on? And I can point you in the direction of some resources that might be able to help. I might have some good questions that you can have a think about. But I'm always here for you because I know how big it feels to know that there's at least someone you know you can go to. And so if you don't have someone that you can talk to, or if you know that the people you're going to talk to are just going to tell you to get a job and quit this business, this little idea that you had didn't work out, it's fine, and you don't want to hear that right now, then please do slide on into my DMs on Facebook or Instagram and we can have a chat about it there. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. Until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.